Jee ja, sawal kiye ja. Okay, we have to do that a little bit better. Jee ja, sawal kiye ja. Awesome. This is your host Vidya and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program. For more information, check out safarikidusa.com or safarikidca.com. Safari, that's SAFARIKIDUSA.com, safarikidca.com. They have locations all over the Bay Area, so there's no excuse to walk into your nearest Safari Kid and check out the programs that they offer, both young, very young children, preschool kids, and also wonderful after-school programs like chess and dramatics and summer camps. In fact, they have two new locations now. They've very recently opened. The first one is the Safari Kid Santa Clara location at 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard. 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. And they have summer camps starting. Oh, they've started. Summer camps have already started there. So if you're still looking for things to do, this would be a good time to check them out. They also have a new location at De Anza, 1081 South De Anza, Cupertino. And there the summer camp starts on Monday. So do check out, for more information, you can of course go to safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com and look for a location that's really close to you, because in the Bay Area, they are everywhere. The other thing I want to mention is that our initiative to have kids' performances showcased on this show. We know that a lot of kids do the hard work of practicing musical instrument or vocal. You know, they're playing the guitar, the piano, violin, they're learning to sing. And I'm going to be showcasing one of those performances today. I'm very proud to say it'll be during one of the breaks, maybe the second break, Michael, not the first. On the second break, we will be showcasing one of these performances of one of our very, very talented children from around the Bay Area. So if you are thinking that your child has a performance that he'd like to share, we can also take a YouTube link and play off of that. So if you've recorded a recital or performance or something, we would like to see the YouTube link of that, provided it's somewhat clear. We'd like the quality to be decent. But do send it to us, and also along with some background information about the performance. Like, a lot of these pieces are classical pieces, so we'd like to know the name of the piece as well as the age of the child who's playing and any other information that the child would like to share with us, because we are so proud of our talented kids in the Bay Area. In fact, talented kids anywhere. If you're listening to this on the internet at radiozindagi.com live stream and you think that you have a performance to share, please do send it to us. And of course, I have to give you the place to send it to. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email for everything. That's the email to send, write to us if you want to participate on the show. That's the email to write to us if you have won a prize on the show and would like to collect it. And because we do give out 3 prizes every week, except for the listener special when we give out 8. So if you're going to be one of the prize winners, either a participant, prize winner, or a performer who would like to showcase your performance, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, I know you guys are excited to for us to begin the show today. Today we have 3 sixth graders and they are friends too. I love it when friends come on the show because their level of competition and energy is really high in the studio. So they know the rules because they've been listening to the show. For the benefit of our listeners who are tuning in for the first time, here's how it works. We have 3 categories of 10 questions each. At the end of each category, I ask a listener special question that's meant only for the listeners, and then we award prizes based on a sort of a raffle or from all the correct answers that we get into the studio. And that will be your opportunity to call into the studio and give us the correct answer. Let me give out the studio number right now, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. I'll give this number out again in case you missed it, don't worry. And this will be only at the end of the first round and the end of all the rounds subsequently. So 3 rounds, 10 questions, 3 kids in the studio. That's the equation. So girls, are we ready to begin?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So let's meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Rhea. Welcome to the show.
I'm Rhea and I just graduated from 6th grade.
Congratulations.
And my hobbies are reading, singing, playing guitar, and being lazy around the house.
Lazy around the house. I'm telling you, it's people tend to dismiss that, but being lazy around the house is very, very important. It's very important to generate a creative juices, right?
Yes.
So Ria is a performer of some sorts, and Ria, soon we one of the subsequent shows, we're going to hear one of your performances, right?
Yes.
Awesome. What do you do? What do you play?
Guitar.
Guitar. And is
I
it
sing.
And you sing. So pop?
Yeah.
Pop songs. All right. What's your guitar studio? Where do you learn?
Right across the street, Fremont Mission Music Institute.
Fremont Mission Music Institute. All right. Yay for Fremont Mission Music Institute. So, Ria, what are you doing this summer apart from lazing around the house?
Going to India.
All right. Long visit?
Just for a month.
Just for a month. And where do you go when you go to India?
Jaipur, Delhi.
Nice. Yeah. It's going to be blistering hot, though.
Yes.
Are you going before the monsoons or after the monsoons?
I'm actually going in a week.
Okay, so it'll still be hot.
Yeah.
I don't think it started. Has it started raining yet? You
I
know?
Don't think so.
A little bit. A little bit, says Anokhi, our next contestant. And we'll go to her. Hi, Anokhi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Anokhi. I just graduated from sixth grade. And some of my hobbies are reading and dancing.
All right. What do you dance?
I dance Kathak, Garba, and Bollywood.
Nice. So are you associated with any troupe that we would have heard the name of?
I don't think you've probably heard of it, but I do this competition every year called CCF, and my group is called Sangeet.
Sangeet. And who's your teacher?
My teacher is...
Take your time. You can tell me later. When does Sangeet happen?
Usually we start around December, but then every Sunday starting from January.
And when does the actual competition happen?
It depends. Sometimes April or May.
April or May. Have you won?
We've won.
You've won? All right. How many years have you been doing this?
I think 5 now.
5 years. Is it fun? So which one of all the things you do, which one is your favorite?
I would say all of them.
Yeah?
I love dancing.
You love dancing? You have a dancer's... it's a pity we're not on TV because she has a dancer's build as well. That's fantastic. Well, welcome to the show. And you girls are all from the same school, and I didn't ask about that. Which school are you from?
Brookvale Elementary.
Brookvale. Yay, Brookvale. All right. Okay, let's meet our third contestant, Meera. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Meera, lean forward a little bit so the mic can catch you. And Meera is also a sixth grader. Are you girls all in? Are you all in the same class or just the same grade?
She wasn't in the same class, but me and Meera are in the same class.
And that was Ria saying. Okay, Meera, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, as you know, we're in sixth grade. And, some of my hobbies are reading and...
What do you read?
Well, I usually read long books.
Like? What are you reading right now?
Percy Jackson.
All right.
Yeah.
I should do a Percy Jackson special, I think, a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Oh, then I would have to read the books. That's a problem. Or I could, I have an expert right there who could help me. My daughter, who also reads Percy Jackson. Yes, go ahead. What else?
Well, I play the piano.
Okay. So are we going to hear your performance as well someday? Have you done a recital so far?
Yeah, I've done... I think I've done like 7 recitals.
There you go. So I'm sure we'll get a performance out of you as well. So okay. I'm so excited because I know these girls are going to send me their pieces. We also have a piece from one of our listeners to be played today later in the show. But before that, let's start. I think the girls are eager to get started, right? Let's do a quick buzzer check. First Ria. Then Anokhi. And Meera. All right. So everybody's buzzers are working. This is the way to hold it. Okay. Because some of the questions are going to be easy and it's going to be a buzzer game. Okay? So the first category that we picked for the girls is ancient civilizations. Ancient civilizations, which they all studied this year in school. Hence the inspiration. So you better get 10 out of 10 in this one. No excuses. Okay, question number 1. In which ancient civilization were the kings called pharaohs? That is Meera.
In ancient Egypt.
Egypt. Very good. 10 points to Meera. Question number 2. The Yucatan Peninsula, where we have the popular spring break destination of Cancun, was one of the locations of which civilization?
The Aztecs.
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Anokhi.
Pass.
Meera, you want to take a guess? Pass?
Yeah.
You can say pass.
Pass.
Mayans. The Mayan civilization. Question number 3. The famous terracotta army of the Qin dynasty are the products of which civilization?
China.
China is right. -5 for her because she's -5. By the way, you can buzz in at any time during the question. This is not Jeopardy. The only thing that will happen is that when you buzz, if somebody buzzes, I stop talking. So you'll have to answer based on whatever you've heard so far. But if you're absolutely sure, you can buzz in. All right? I think that's what happened to Anoki. She was being very polite and she got outbuzzed by Ria. Okay, question number 4. Persia is the ancient name for which modern country?
Is it Iran?
Iran is right. 10 points to Mira. Question number 5. Sumerians and Akkadians belong to which civilization?
Mesopotamia.
Very good. Okay, here's the strategy for buzzing. You hold it in your hand and don't raise it. Just go pump. Okay? That's for Anoki, who's getting buzzed by her friends. Question number 6. Harappa and Mohenjo-daro were cities formed in the valley of which river?
Is it Indus?
Indus is right. Mira again. Question number 7. Michael's having a good time. The Hippocratic Oath that doctors take today is a product of which civilization? The Hippocratic Oath. Obviously from a guy named Hippocrates. Hippocratic Oath.
Is it from ancient Greece?
Greece is right. Why didn't you buzz?
I knew that.
Why didn't you buzz? I saw you saying you knew it. You had to buzz. Okay, question number 8. Which famous warrior and seafaring civilization is caricatured in How to Train a Dragon?
Vikings.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 9. Name the popular term for the military nobility class of ancient Japan. The warriors are known by which popular term?
Is it the samurai?
Samurais. Very good. Good educated guess. 10 points. Very good. Question number 10. Last one. I think this is going to be a googly. The kingdom of Kush existed in which modern country today?
Egypt.
No, that is not correct.
Oh.
It's minus 5. And no, you don't have to. Question actually passes now to Ria.
Pass.
Anoki, you want to take a guess? This is not an easy question. I agree. And my daughter gave me a lot of grief over it because she said, we never learned that in school.
Could you please repeat the question?
Yes. The kingdom of Kush existed in which modern country? Which modern country exists where the kingdom of Kush existed once upon a time? The ancient kingdom of Kush.
Pass.
It's Sudan.
Yes.
Sudan.
Yeah, I just remembered
it. You just remembered it? Oh, yeah. Okay. So now the category is done for the kids in the studio. No answering this question because it's open for our listeners. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here is the question in the category, ancient civilizations. The remains of the ancient city of Babylon, are found in which modern-day country? The remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern-day country? Yeah, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav. The answer is...
The line is really bad, Gaurav. The remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern day country? That's the question.
Greece?
Greece. Okay, that's Gaurav saying Greece. Hi, you're on the air. Whoa. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Syria.
Syria, okay. Pooja thinks it's Syria. So we've had so far Syria and Greece. All right. Hi, you're on the air. No, okay. So the remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern day country? I can see it has stumped our listeners. It's a category, ancient civilizations, and it is a sixth grader category. So I'm giving everybody a minute to figure that out. And in the meantime, I want to mention again that not during this break, but in the next break, we will be showcasing a child's performance. And I'll make a little more announcement about that later. But let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Go for it. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Sattvic and I dance with Iraq.
Thank you, Sattvic. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is Israel.
Israel, okay. Wow. That was a good question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay.
Yes,
and
Akshay.
I think the answer is Iraq.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air. All right, so we have a couple of different answers to this question. We've had Syria, Israel, Greece, and Iraq. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on... Whoops. This really stumped our listeners today. The question was, the remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern-day country? Let's give it another 10 seconds, and then we're going to go on our break. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Toja, and I made a mistake. I'm in Israel.
Israel? Pooja has called back and changed her answer to Israel, okay? Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Riva, and my answer is Incas.
Incas. What's your name? Lost that. Okay, we're going to take a break now. We had a bunch of different answers. So if you want to know the remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern day country, you'll have to find us after the break. We're after the break. Oh, we have another caller. Okay, let's last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Cinchina, and I think the answer is Israel.
Cinchina says Israel. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, the points in the studio and who got the question right and who got the listener's prize. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ria, Anoki and Meera, three sixth graders who also happen to be classmates at Brookvale Elementary. They're also musicians and dancers and talented creative girls, and we're going to be playing some of their pieces in subsequent episodes of the Safari Quiz Show. And of course, in our next break, we're going to be playing a piece by Aditya Tarimetti. Do listen to that. It's very, very interesting. So we had our first category, Ancient Civilizations, and before we see how the kids in the studio did, let's look at the listener question. The remains of the ancient city of Babylon are found in which modern-day country? The answer was Iraq. The answer was Iraq, and we had only two correct answers. So from those two correct answers, Meera has picked the winner. Meera, who won the first listener question?
The winner was Satvik.
Satvik, little louder, little closer to the mic. Yay, all right. Woo. Satvik, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's see how the kids in the studio did on our category Ancient Civilizations. Ria, how many points do you have?
I have 25 points.
25. Anoki, have you opened the account an account yet?
No.
And Meera, how many points do you have?
45.
Meera has 45 and is leading right now, but we have two more categories with 20 more questions. So this is still anybody's game. Okay. Anoki, I want to show you again how to use the buzzer. How about I test your buzzer? Go for it. That's it. What about you, Ria? Yes, and Meera. Very good. So our next category is called water sports. Water sports, it's summer. It's summer. Everybody should be in the pool. We've had lovely weather. Yeah. So I was inspired by our lovely warm weather to think of this category, water sports. And here's the first question. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. Water sports. First question. Which swimming stroke looks like a frog swimming? Which swimming stroke looks like a frog swimming?
Is it the breaststroke?
It is the breaststroke. 10 points to Meera. She answers like a Jeopardy, like, what is the breaststroke? Is it the breaststroke? Yes, it is. Very good. Question number two. What is the practice of swimming on the surface of the sea with a mask, fins and short tube?
Snorkeling?
You can say, is it snorkeling? Yeah. That's correct. Question number three. Which modern mixed race has three events, one of which is swimming? Which modern mixed race has three events, one of which is swimming? Go for it, Anoki. Guess. No, nothing ventured, nothing lost. Nothing gained. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Synchronized swimming?
No, that is not correct. It's a modern mixed race. So the question passes to Meera. Which modern mixed race has three events? You have to do three things to win, and one of which is swimming. Meera, you want to take a guess? The name of the event tells you that it's three things.
A triathlon.
Very good. five points. A question passed to her. Yes. Question passed to her. Question number four. What is the sport where two divers form a team and perform simultaneous and identical...
Synchronized swimming?
No, that is not correct. Okay, I didn't finish the question. So the question is now open for buzzing for both Anokhi and Meera, not for Rhea. What is the sport where two divers form a team and perform simultaneous and identical dives? Identical dives. Come on. Do you know? Is it not working? You're
no,
too scared.
I'm thinking.
What is the sport where two divers form a team and perform simultaneous and identical dives? Come on, take a guess. Meera, you have too many points. Take a guess. Yes.
Diving?
What diving?
Oh.
What diving? Come on. No? Question passes to Meera.
I don't have it pass.
Synchronized diving.
No, because I'm looking at her and she said, I know it, but I'm not telling you.
Okay, this is not the place to be shy, ladies. Okay, question number five. Listen to this carefully. And then you're going to kick yourself if you don't know this. Form of underwater diving that relies on a diver's ability to hold his or her breath until resurfacing rather than on the use of a breathing apparatus. Go for it.
Skin diving?
No, that is not correct. Okay. But close. Minus five. Question passes to Rhea. Form of underwater diving that relies on a diver's ability to hold his or her breath until resurfacing rather than the use of a breathing apparatus. So you just dive without a tank of oxygen, basically.
Pass.
Free diving. Oh, I'm sorry, Anokhi. Did you know the answer?
No.
Okay, that's honest. It's free diving. Question number six. Which sport is a mix of swimming, gymnastics, and ballet? Yes.
Aerobic swimming?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Which sport is a mix of swimming, gymnastics, and ballet? Question passes to Meera. Aerobic swimming is aerobics and swimming.
Oh.
Come on. 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Pass.
Water ballet?
No, that is not correct. Minus five, and the answer is synchronized swimming. I'm stumping them so badly. Okay.
I was never good.
Let's have some easy questions now.
Easy questions now. Very easy question.
Thank you.
Question number seven. Recreational outdoor activity of using an inflatable raft to navigate a river or other bodies.
Canoeing?
No. You use a canoe in a canoeing, not an inflatable raft. Question, I didn't finish, so the question is now open for buzzer. Recreational outdoor activity of using an inflatable raft to navigate a river or other bodies of rough water.
Whitewater rafting?
Whitewater rafting, 10 points. All right.
I didn't know that. I couldn't have guessed that.
Okay, question number eight. Yeah, it is rafting, but that's why I said I wanted you to wait because I said rough water. And that's white water, right. Question number eight. What does the acronym SCUBA stand for? SCUBA. The SCUBA is actually an acronym. It stands for something like radar and sonar and other words like that. SCUBA. What does the acronym SCUBA stand for? SCUBA.
I didn't even know it was an acronym.
Oh, boy.
I knew it was an acronym. I read this word, then I forgot.
Is it everybody?
Same.
Okay, nobody remembers this. It's self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. All right. Question number nine. Small, relatively narrow, human-powered boat primarily designed to be manually propelled by means of a double-bladed paddle.
Canoe?
No. Minus five. Question passes to... Yes.
Could you repeat the question?
Small, relatively narrow, human-powered boat primarily designed to be manually propelled by means of a double-bladed paddle. Anokhi. This question has passed to Anokhi. You know it now. I'll give you a chance to answer. No points, but you can answer this question if nobody gets it. If Anokhi doesn't get it, then it passes to Meera.
Pass.
Kayaking.
Kayak. That's very good. 5 points. It's a kayak. Okay, last question. Last question. The act of riding a wave is called?
Surfing.
Surfing. Very good. 10 points to Meera. And that, we come to the end of category water sports. And come to the listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's the question in the category water sports. Team sport where two teams attempt to score goals by throwing the ball into their opposition's goal. Team sport where two teams attempt to score the goals by throwing the ball into their opposition's goal. The girls in the studio are going crazy, but this one is for our listeners. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Grima, and I think the answer is water polo.
What's your name?
Grima.
How do you spell it?
My G-A-R-I-M-A.
Oh, Garima. Lovely name. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name is Trisha.
Trisha?
Trisha, water polo.
Thank you, Trisha. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Pradeep.
Pradeep. Nice, new names. Welcome to the show. What's your answer? What's your answer, Pradeep?
It's water polo.
Thank you, Pradeep. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My name is Lippy, and the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name? Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? What's happening, Michael? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Sinchina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shriya, and I think the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Shriya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is water polo.
Is that Isha?
Aisha.
Aisha, Aisha. Thank you, Aisha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is water polo.
Thank you, Rohan. Rohan was the last caller for this category. Before we go on the break, I want to mention that we're going to be playing a piece by one of our listeners on the of the show, and I want to give you a little bit of information about that. The player on the piano is Aditya Tadimeti. He's playing a piece called Bourbon Street Saturday Night. He's playing it on the piano. The composer is Gilak, and he is 10 years old. Bourbon Street Saturday Night by Aditya Tadimeti. Let's take it away, Michael. Alright, that was Aditya Tadimeti playing Bourbon Street Saturday Night on the piano. Let's give him a big round of applause in the studio. Well done, Aditya. And if you guys want to send in your pieces, the place to do that is safariquizshow@gmail.com. This was from a YouTube link. The quality could have been better if it had been a professional recording, but absolutely a YouTube link will work. So if you have something to showcase, if you have a talent, if you have a musical talent, whether it's an instrument or vocals, please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now we're going to go on a break. Jeja.
Sawal kiyeja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Riya, Anoki and Meera, sixth graders who are competing today in the categories of ancient civilizations, water sports and now our brand new category, travel. But before we start that category, let's look at what the last listener question was at the end of category two, which was team sport where two teams attempt to score goals by throwing the ball into their opposition's goal. This could actually apply to a number of sports, but we were talking about water sports and the answer was indeed water polo. And from all the correct answers, Anoki has picked the winner. Anoki, who's the winner of the second listener question?
It is Aisha.
Aisha, all right. Aisha, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and please do so today. Again, we had a situation last week where somebody who was the winner of last week's listener question wrote to us yesterday. That is just too late. It makes it very difficult for Miss Anu, who's our producer, to track whether she's given out the prizes or not, and then sometimes it leads to people getting missed and people getting miffed. So please, 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 write to us today itself. You can spare the 2 minutes to just drop a note to the safariquizshow@gmail.com saying that you won this particular question. Here's a question and answer and your name and some contact information. That's it. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Riya, how many points do you have?
20 points.
20. Anoki, how many points do you have?
Zero.
I believe she has minus 20, which is an achievement. Trust me, it's an achievement. And what about Meera?
Hold on, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 80.
80 points. So Meera is in a very commanding lead at this point, but we still have 10 questions. And let's see if the other girls can challenge her for the throne. Ready? Here's the category, travel. First question. What does ETA stand for? When you at the airport, it says ETA. What does ETA stand for? What is my plane's ETA? That should have been a simple question. I always try to start the category with an easy one. Yes.
External terminal area?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. ETA. Question passes to Anoki.
Pass.
With great deliberation. Meera, you want to take a chance? You have lots of points.
Yeah.
Go for it. ETA. The plane's ETA is 12 o'clock.
Five, four, three.
Estimated time of arrival. Estimated time of arrival. I bet your parents outside are thinking, I need to give that kid a pat on the butt. ETA. Now you all are going to go to India and various other parts unknown. When you see that ETA, give out a big groan.
I have to study boarding
tickets. Oh no. There you go. Question number two. Travel document usually issued by the government of a nation that certifies the identity and nationality of its holder for the purpose of international travel.
Passport.
Passport. 10 points. Question number three. Where do the people giving directions to the plane pilots sit about landing? Directions about landing. Where do the people giving directions to the plane pilots for landing and takeoff sit? Where do they sit? It's a particular place. It's a very interesting place where it's very, very nerve-wracking because there's so many planes arriving, so many planes departing. And those people often are very, very stressed out people. Where do they sit and give directions to the plane pilots? Go for
mission
it.
Control?
Very close. No, but not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Anoki. She says pass.
Yes.
Meera? You can spare it. Guess, guess. Doesn't matter. 5 points.
Okay.
You. She was very close, by the way. That's a clue.
Okay, so...
no. No. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to answer again.
I'm going to pass. Ground control?
Ground control to Major Tom. No. It's air traffic control tower. Oh. Air traffic control tower. No, she. You don't dock her again, because that was just a freebie. She didn't get any points. She doesn't lose any points. Okay. Question number 4. What is the name for the movable connector between the gate and the plane? The movable connector between the gate and the plane. real googly.
Could you repeat the question?
What is the name for the movable connector between the terminal gate and the plane? Because you can't just, if you step off the gate, you will fall. So they create a little thing for you to walk on so you can get onto the plane. What is that called? Mm-hmm. I will even, this is, since this is a difficult question, I'll take half the answer too. If it's half correct, I'll give you the points. What is the name for the movable connector between the terminal gate and the plane? No clue.
Mm-mm.
See, you go on a plane so many times, but you never think about what that thing is called. It's a thing. Ooh, we are running out of time. My goodness. Okay. It is an aero bridge or a jet bridge.
Oh.
It's an aero bridge or a jet bridge. Okay, we are going to wrap it up now. Oh, it's... Okay, that's fine. Okay, question number 5. Where do you go to pick up your suitcases at the airport? Yes.
Baggage claim.
Baggage claim. Very good. 10 points. Question number 6. What is the name for the piece of paper that allows you on the plane?
Boarding pass.
Finally.
Anoki.
Yay, Anoki. Woohoo. Woohoo. Only minus 10 now. Okay. Question number 7. In places to stay while traveling, what does B&B stand for? B&B. I'm going to stay in a B&B. What does B&B stand for?
Bed and bath.
No, not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Anoki. B&B. I hope beds have baths. It would be very hard to stay in a
pass.
Bed. And guess, Meera, you have enough points. B&B.
B&B.
Mm-hmm. In places to stay while traveling, what does B&B stand for?
Pass.
Bed and breakfast. Bed and breakfast.
Oh!
So close. Question number 8. What is the name given to the permission to visit another country? Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
You have time.
Okay. Is it... Okay.
Okay, that was minus 5. Question passes to Ria.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What is the name given to the permission to visit another country? I need this to visit another country. I need this to visit India.
Pass.
And Anoki? Go for it. You knew it. What happened? It went out of your brain. Go for it. Doesn't matter. What do you care?
OCI?
Oh, for India maybe. But no. This is a general question. What is the name given to the permission to visit another country? No. Visa.
Oh!
You need a visa. Visa basically says you can visit.
Oh.
I thought it was
some kind of acronym.
No. It's a permission. It's a document or a stamp. Question number 9.
Sorry.
Okay. This one may be a tough one. Responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment and improves the well-being of local people. What do you call that kind of travel? Responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment and opens and improves the well-being of local people. I'm actually going to give you a little bit of the answer. It's some kind of tourism. What kind of tourism is it? Responsible travels to natural areas. What kind of tourism is it? It is... I want to pull it out of their brains. It's there. It's there. Conserves the environment and improves the well-being of local people. Go for it.
Environmental tourism?
Very close. I should give her 5 points actually for that. It is close, but it's not correct. Question passes to Ria.
Pass.
Anoki? What do you care? If it's minus 15 or minus 20, it's the same thing. If you have a guess, you don't get you know.
Pass.
It's ecotourism. Oh. Ecotourism. Okay, last question. We're running out of time. So last question in travel category. Imaginary line going from north to south on the earth. That
Equator.
That is not correct. Minus 20. That demarc... No, actually now it's open for buzzer for both. I'm not finished. Oh, you can still buzz. Okay.
Is it the prime meridian?
No, that is not correct because I'm not done with the question. Okay. So only Ria has the opportunity now. Imaginary line going from north to south that demarcates one calendar day.
The international date line?
That is correct. 5 points. Very good. Actually, no, she gets 10. Because it was still under buzzer. I didn't finish the question. 10 questions. 10 points. Imaginary line. So that was the international date line. And now time for our listener question. This one really stumped our girls quite a bit. Here's the question quickly. Listener question. Last question in the category travel. What two words are used to make the term motel? Motel. Motel comes from two words put together. It's a portmanteau word. It comes from two words being put together. Motel. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Motel is made of what two words? Yes, go for it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Garima.
Yes, Garima.
And, the answer is mobile hotel. Motors hotel.
Okay, I'm going to take... Yes, final answer.
Motors hotel.
Motor hotel, okay. Garima says Garima. Motor hotel. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Lippy and the answer is motor hotel.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is motor hotel.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya and my answer is mobile hotel.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti.
Yes, Shruti.
I think the answer is mobile hotel.
Mobile hotel. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, this is Mihir.
Mihir?
The answer is motor hotel.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is motor hotel.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is mobile hotel.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Trisha and I think the answer is motor hotel.
Thank you, Trisha. And last caller for this. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sulagna and I think the answer is motel hotel.
What's your name again?
Sulagna.
How do you spell that?
S-U-L-A-G-N-A.
Lovely name and welcome to the show. And Sulagna was the last caller for this question. We're going to take a quick break because we are running out of time. And when we come back, we'll see who the winners were. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Yes. If you've been looking for a preschool for your child, look no further. Safari Kid offers an amazing...
Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
As you can see, the enthusiasm of the girls has risen consistently as we have progressed through the show. We have just a couple of minutes, so let's quickly take a look at our listener question. What two words are used to make the term motel? It came from an old portmanteau word, motor hotel. Motor hotel was the correct answer. This time, Ria has picked the winner. So, Ria, who was the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of the third listener question was Garima.
Garima! First time caller, I think, but very lucky. Congratulations, Garima. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and please do so today. Today. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer. Let's see how the girls in the studio did today. They have a lot of stories to share with their friends when they go back to Brookvale Elementary, sixth graders. Ria, how many points do you have?
I have 25 points.
25 points. Anoki?
Negative 15.
Negative 15. And Mira?
10.
90.
90 points. All right. Meera is the winner today. Congratulations, Meera. I hope to see all of you girls back in the studio. And next time, maybe you can pick the categories. Yes, sure. They have decided they're going to pick the categories. Yes. Yes. So we've come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Today we showcased Aditya Tarimetti's piece on piano. I hope you send us yours as well to the Safari Quiz Show, to safariquizshow@gmail.com. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jija.
Sabah.